This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the radio with us. That's what we do here. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
I'll give you the number a bit later, but right now we've been talking about a story that has come out of PBS.org, and it's commenting on how rich people are mostly lucky. So apparently, three Italian researchers and one computer have come up with a model that says that, in fact, this is so. And the author's just sort of pointing out the disparity in wealth that exists right now, using, this, 1% control half the world's wealth, and that the eight richest men have something equal to, the same wealth as 3 billion of the world's poorest people.
All right. So before we continue, there have been other people that have run computer models that show that if all of the wealth were redistributed, that it would not be too terribly long before, I think it was 97% of the wealth was being controlled by 10% of the people.
It doesn't surprise me. If in any activity, people, there's going to be sort of a bell curve, right? Like, some people are going to be average at doing things, people are going to be above average at doing things, and people are going to be below average at doing things.
Right. And,
if money's important, maybe it should be in the hands of people who are good at managing it.
Right, and there are some people that they just have a tendency to, I'm not going to say always make bad decisions, because a bad decision is relative.
Well, okay. You cannot say that, but I'll go ahead and say it. I know plenty of people, it seems like they try to make bad decisions. That they sit there, they smoke a cigarette while thinking about ways to make more new bad decisions, and then they go out and they do them.
I would agree that, smoking cigarettes, bad decision. What I was thinking in my mind was the people that, I got this big giant tax refund. I'm going to go spend all the money on a sound system and rims for my car.
That
probably
is a bad
not
decision.
The best decision that they could make. They're spending money on something that is important to them.
A sound system and rims are still a better choice than smoking, to my mind.
Right.
But I'm going to go ahead and say that people...
It's not what I would choose, but again, it's something that they thought it was a good decision.
Your life can handle some bad decisions. In fact, life isn't worth living without some inefficiencies. Does that make sense? Maybe it's a jet ski. Maybe it's a bass boat. Maybe it's a skidoo. Maybe it's fishing equipment. Whatever it might be, some inefficiencies.
Catamaran.
An expensive purse, whatever it might be. Some inefficiencies in the equation make life worth living.
Right.
And if that inefficiency for you is smoking, then by God, you should do it. If it's rims and a stereo, then you should do it. However, if you make all of these bad decisions all of the time, you decide instead of purchasing furniture, used furniture from the used furniture store, you're going to go to one of these rental places and rent your furniture. It's amazing. I know people that it seems like every poor choice that's possible that they can make, they make it.
And I don't know people that make every poor choice they could, but I do know people that make what I would consider to be bad decisions, but they think it somehow improves their quality of life.
I kind of feel like you have to balance them out. You're gonna have to make more good decisions than bad decisions.
Yes.
And probably there's a formula of 3 good decisions to every bad decision, or something to that effect.
And would you agree that sometimes you make a decision that might not be the best decision that could be made, but it turns out that you have a better outcome than you could have had.
Yes, I went into business with Ian Freeman in 2002.
So, you know, a little bit of luck in there, right?
Yep, a little bit of luck. Certainly, I am not disparaging the premise here that luck has nothing to do with being wealthy.
Okay, because there are some people that will say that luck has nothing to do with it.
I will say that there's some saying, and it's probably attributed to Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, or Albert Einstein, because God knows they all are. But something to the effect of luck happens to those who get up early in the morning or something. And the idea is that you get up, you go to work.
Well, we do know that Ben Franklin wanted people to wake up early. That's why he wrote the satirical piece about firing the cannons as the sun rose. And then, you know, he also had something else. And then 100 years later, he wrote, Ben Franklin had the idea for daylight shifting time. No, he wrote a piece of satire, and you're just a dumbass that didn't realize it was supposed to be funny.
Going on, so the author here in this piece from PBS, it's writing under a pseudonym, so I'm not even going to bother. But why? The most common explanation is that the wealthy have earned it, whether by IQ, get this, whether by IQ or intelligence or talent.
But oh, you think that they're being repetitive?
Yes.
They're not, because it has been proven that IQ and intelligence are not necessarily the same thing.
No, IQ is a rating of some a form of intelligence. However, right. The 9 forms of intelligence that are out there, some of them go by other names. So, like, when you're talking about sort of your body intelligence, your body knowing where it is in space and being able to perform specific acts, we call that athleticism.
Right.
Right, so we don't, I mean, is athleticism a form of intelligence? I'm willing to have that debate. In fact, I'll probably
come
down.
I'd say it's probably talent.
It's a talent, certainly, and I'm willing
Plus
to call
you,
it.
Plus, you do have to have some intelligence because, you know, you can have a really good athlete that is really good at basketball and then say, oh, you're a really good basketball player. We want you to go play baseball. And then they wind up not doing so well. Looking at you, Michael Jordan.
Well, he's
still a better baseball player than I'll ever be.
Yeah, he was a great athlete and certainly didn't have the time to go back and relearn all of that other stuff. But I would say that I've started jiu-jitsu with a group of guys, right? And one of them was young, just learned things very quickly.
Yep.
And knew what he was doing on the mat, it seemed so much, knew where his body was on the mat so much more quickly than everybody else. And I would call this kid the kinesthesiological genius or whatever the term they want to use. But, you know, the case may be. Anyway, going on. Wealth and talent and virtuous hard work or sheer rapacity, the Wolf of Wall Street, or all of the above, though it's kind of hard to be both virtuous and rapacious at the same time. I'm not sure that that's entirely true, but nonetheless. What about good old dumb luck? After finishing the first year of Harvard's MBA program on a journalism fellowship and then reporting, pondering, and writing about business, I wouldn't avoid the conclusion that luck was, if not the, key determinant factor of success. So at the end of our 1983 book, Life and Death and the Corporate Battlefield, How Companies Win, Lose, and Survive, co-author Tim Friedman and I summed up by writing that a brilliant strategy may prevail in one instance and a brilliant new product may spell victory in another. But behind the bottom line, there are many crossed fingers that the traditional view of business would lead us to believe. More recently, the great economic thinker Bob Frank wrote a whole, if short, book featuring its importance, success and luck, good fortune, and the myth of mediocrity. Now, it's not that I don't agree with these statements. I do, however, say that there's a zeitgeist, a movement, maybe even a conspiracy to suggest that hard work and good decisions really don't have much to do with a good life anymore, that it's all about luck, that I'm hearing more and more and more about how luck, just as though business and providing people with good service and all this other stuff, it's just like winning the lotto. Well, no, it's not. It's not.
I'm curious what you're reading and listening to where everybody says it's only luck.
I spend time consuming stuff about business, and that's where I'm getting it from. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 here on Free Talk Live.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation, a difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can call in and comment on this story here. The author is positing that luck has more to do with success than any other factor. And I, my mind rejects this notion and will probably reject it until the day I die. Nonetheless, I think it's worth talking about. I think luck plays a factor. The question is, what's the factor? And they claim to have a proof here. So I'm getting down to the proof. God knows I wouldn't want to not pay attention to what is the proof. That's one of the reasons we endorse Zencash here on Free Talk Live, because, well, good technology is good, but the philosophy behind tech is important. And Zencast is made by voluntarists with the idea of voluntary interaction being embedded right in their white paper. With no central authority or even a single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to practice in decision-making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. Zencash allows for secure private transactions, and you can learn more at Zencash.com. They've got 11,000 secure nodes, making them more secure than the most secure of cryptocurrencies out there. Zencash.com. I think it's great tech. Going on with this article from PBS.com. So, Daryl, you had a question for me. I had made the assertion that I'm seeing more and more of this the idea that...
Yeah, you said everywhere you turn, you're hearing people talk about luck, and I was just asking where you're hearing this, because, you know, I don't necessarily hear it, but I don't, you know, necessarily listen to the same podcast or radio shows that you do.
Yeah, so I spend probably a good portion of my time on NPR, things I read online, that kind of thing. Obviously, I can't quote my sources. I wasn't prepared for that particular question. Probably wouldn't do that great.
Right, but like, are these business journals? Are these business podcasts?
Many
or
times,
just
successful,
you know, like Facebook
people,
groups that you're in.
It's journalists reporting on things. It's luck is being attributed more and more often. The one guy from one of the early investors in Amazon. You know, there's just this sort of group of people out there that appear to be setting up a dynamic where we're fed the idea that luck is the big determining factor in success. And what I would propose is that this is a conspiracy, whether laid out or subconscious, a conspiracy to undermine hard work and dedication in the American marketplace so that we see more equity, because people who would be otherwise successful choose not to do it because they don't want to play into a game where luck is the major determining factor. So what we will see is equal misery for everyone because the hard workers don't go out and do it. And that's what I'm trying to sort of fight against, is that...
So do you think some of these people might be pushing for universal basic income?
Everything. These are the sorts, right? They're not liberals in necessarily what they're stating in their articles, but they are just sort of in the way they talk about things. Ladies and gentlemen, I am a big believer that hard work and good decisions will result in you having a much better life than otherwise, and that maybe luck makes a difference in whether you make $100,000 a year or $1 million a year. But it doesn't make much difference in whether or not you make $10,000 a year or $50,000. I mean, it's that hard work is the determining factor between $10,000 a year and $50,000 a year. You could have the bad luck to be injured and unable to work, and that's certainly luck. Health is...
Right.
You can't... I mean, health is probably the hardest thing to maintain.
So I just want to make sure that I'm clear, and if I'm confused, then that means somebody else might be confused. You're not saying that luck has absolutely nothing to do with success.
No, but I don't know...
You're just contending that it is not the major factor that this article is saying.
Not what I've seen in my life, and I'm going to probably argue that to the day I die. So anyway, going on here, the academic paper agrees with all three of us. The largely dominant meritocratic paradigm of highly competitive Western cultures, writes the authors, is rooted in the belief that success is due mainly, if not exclusively, to personal qualities such as talent, intelligence, skills, smartness, efforts, willingness, hard work, and risk-taking. Would you disagree? And meritocracy, rule by the merited, sounds so fair. so just. Who would disagree with this? Well, I see the point they're trying to make here is that, yeah, sure. I mean, there for every person that makes a good decision in business, and, you know, I don't mean a wise decision, because we know what the wise decisions are. I'm just talking about a lucky decision. For every person who makes a lucky decision, there's an unlucky decision, too.
Right.
And, yeah, so that's fine by me. So sometimes the authors concede we are willing to admit that a certain degree of luck could also play a role in achieving significant material success. But here's their bottom line. So I guess I'm in that category, right? A certain amount of luck. As a matter of fact, it is rather common to underestimate the importance of external forces in individual success stories. How do they know? Look, they write. They take it for granted that intelligence, talent, personal qualities are all normally distributed. That is, that there are roughly as many super smart people as super slow ones, with most of us being in the middle. Roughly as many athletes as stone klutzes, with most of us in the middle. As many Mother Teresa's as there are Jack the Rippers, and most of us in the middle, as with midgets and giants and so on. Yes, it's the good old bell curve, the normal distribution. Most human traits are arranged along it, but wealth, the authors write, follows something called a power law. Also, sometimes called the 80-20 rule, with a vast majority of people, poor people, and a very small number of billionaires, the richest eight men having the wealth equal to something like 3 billion of the world's poorest, and being an extreme example, but it's telling. But thinking about it, the author suggests if smarts and talent and even effort are so normally distributed and wealth is so abnormally distributed, what's the missing that explains the disparity? What's the missing, Daryl? It must be the luck. We suggest that such an ingredient is just randomness, writes the authors. In particular, we show that if it is true that some degree of talent is necessary to be successful in life, almost never the most talented people reach the highest peaks of success, being overtaken by mediocrity, but sensibly luckier individuals. The practical implication is pretty clear. It underlines the risks of distributing excessive honors to or resources to people who, at the end of the day, could simply be luckier than others. I think they may have converted me. So I breezed through this early on, and I was just kind of like, oh, God, another one of these articles. I'm of the opinion that you can have a better-than-average life, or at the very least go from well below average to average by making a series of good decisions. And if you want to know what some of those good decisions are, you know, like save some money, don't spend it all, make your coffee at home, don't buy it at the coffee store, make your sandwich at home.
Or just don't drink coffee.
Well, I suppose, but why? Life is better with coffee.
No, coffee tastes like ass.
Well, that's your opinion. You drink other things that people don't like. Why you got to diss on people's coffee? They like it. 855-450-3733.
I'm just saying, I don't spend money on coffee.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. That's 800-400-LUNG.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can call in and comment on this article I am reading that suggests that luck has more to do with success than any other factor. I don't like the way that they stated it, but I think they convinced me in the very last paragraph of the article that, in fact, they what they're trying to say that they're correct about. But we can parse that out here. It's Mark with you, by the way.
And Daryl.
Liberty.menu is a website where libertarians like you and me, we get together. We list our businesses, our organizations, events, those sorts of things. Everybody can see what everybody else is doing. And it's great, because now you can do business, if you'd like, with libertarians of all stripes at liberty.menu. Use code FTL. You get a special badge. It's a great gig. Liberty.menu. And we put that together so that, in fact, people have been demanding this for a long time. I think it's a great opportunity. Perhaps not where you would spend the majority of your time on the internet, but when you need to get some good or service, it's a great place to check. Liberty.menu. So here's this article from PBS. I get what they're saying. They're saying that, for instance, what they list off here, different sorts of talents and these sorts of things are in a meritocracy, that they're evenly distributed, not evenly distributed, but distributed along a bell curve. Those that, let's see, here's the list. Talent, intelligence, skills, smartness, efforts, willfulness, hard work and risk taking, that these things would be distributed along a bell curve of some sort amongst the population, right?
Right. So, you know, I'm thinking here that as they're talking about, you know, like distributing stuff, and if everybody were to make the, you know, equally good or bad or wise choices, etc., then everybody would wind up having the same outcome or something, because there are people that believe that, especially people, and I'm going to shift this a little bit, public financing of political campaigns. That's the topic that you've heard discussed.
Sure.
Right? And that relies the belief that, well, if all of the candidates just have the same amount of money, asterisked by all of the candidates, we mean Republicans and Democrats, and we're not going to give money
that, okay,
to Green Party or Independents or anybody else.
The people I hear saying this probably would want the Green Party to get their fair share, but all right.
The proposals that I've seen
by politicians,
they're the ones that wind up handing out the money.
The problem with any proposal anywhere that involves the government is that it has to go through a politician who's then going to rewrite it.
And so that there are
a couple
of states that do have some kind of something that they call clean election funding, but there's still criteria for how you wind up getting it, and it's based on amounts that you wind up bringing in and blah, blah, blah. So it's not everybody gets the same amount, but they want you to think that. But all of that is based on the thought that if all of the candidates have the same amount of money, they will spend it in equally wise ways so that they're all running a fair, competitive race. But yet nobody says, all right, we're going to wind up also finding campaign staff for all of these candidates so that everybody has a competent campaign manager. We're going to hire debate coaches for all of the candidates so that all of the candidates perform equally well in the televised debates and all of these other things. So there are people that think that money in and of itself winds up giving everybody equal outcomes.
I don't think, okay, so when that probably is true. There are people that think everything. But when your average person says that they would like to see money taken out of politics, that they just want to see, you know, the candidates for what their thoughts are and, you know, those kind of things, and they think that they'd get a better outcome, I tend to agree that we would get a better outcome if, for instance, candidates could not advertise at all, couldn't hire a campaign manager.
I think we'd get a better outcome if we randomly selected names from the phone book.
We don't have phone books anymore, but yeah, sure. I'm fine with that. I think you should have to randomly select names from kindergarten classes. That would probably give you a better outcome than what we have. Just bring in six-year-olds.
That would be allowed in Kansas, but not most of the rest of the country.
Yeah. So,
and the only reason I say that would be allowed in Kansas is apparently to run for governor of Kansas, you don't even have to live in Kansas. So not only do you not have to be registered to vote, you don't even have to live in Kansas. And based on some digging that somebody did, you don't even actually have to be human.
Well, you could... I suppose that who cares? Who cares if most states probably don't state that you have to be human.
No, most states say that you have to be a registered voter,
which would then make you a human.
Yes.
Okay. Fine. I don't imagine Kansas has had any trouble with people who are non-Kansans or, in fact, aliens from the Xenu running
Vermin for... Vermin Supreme is running for some kind of office in Kansas. There's like five teenagers that are running for governor of Kansas.
That's great.
Yeah.
I don't imagine they'll get very far, but good for them.
Yes.
So anyway, what I was saying on this this article that's suggesting that talent, intelligence, skills, smartness, efforts, willingness, hard work, and risk-taking are all distributed. Risk-taking, I guess, the idea that you'd be willing to take a risk, willingness to take risks, are distributed along bell curves. And I think that this is generally true, that you don't have to be all of these things to be successful in life.
Right.
You probably only have to be half of them or something like that to be successful. But I'm defining success as having, you know, owning your own home at some point You know, in
not everybody wants to own a home, but okay, that's right. That's how you're defining success.
Right. You know, having not you know, moving forward, right? Like having more wealth than you did 10 years ago. These kinds of things. Not being indebted. That's what I'm calling success. What they're calling success is the top 1% of holders of wealth in the world. And, you know, those are a fair piece of a fair group to just go ahead and disparage all the time because, you know, they're not going to fight back. They can't fight back and there's not enough of them to fight back. So, you know, whatever. If they're going to say that people are in the top 1% because they're lucky, well, probably half of them are there because they were born there. So you can't call that anything but luck.
Luck.
Right. And the other half, yeah, sure. I'm sure that some business people made some business decisions that had luck as a factor. And therefore, if you're saying half of the reason that half of the people, if half of the all of the reason that half of the people are in the top 1% is luck, then all you have, then all luck has to do is be a small factor in every other decision, and then therefore everybody is there largely because of luck.
Right.
So I suppose I understand where they're coming from. With their little computer model or whatever, but I don't want anybody to walk away from this thinking that you can't have a better life by stringing good decisions together.
Right.
That's the way to have a good life.
Right. And, you know, there are a lot of things that I think are referred to as success blogs to where here's the four things to do to become a millionaire.
Yeah, there's that. Well, there's a lot of that.
Waking up
Medium.com is full of it.
Waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning isn't going to automatically ensure that you become a millionaire if you still stay at your minimum wage job.
I think not, but I think if you get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, you will find things to do, like exercise and...
I'm not saying waking up early is not a good decision. I'm just saying that just because you followed the three steps in some blog that you read online doesn't mean that you're automatically going to become a millionaire.
Nope, it doesn't automatically mean that, but...
But the clickbaity headlines make it sound like you will.
You know, if you're going to click on that clickbaity headline, one article isn't going to change your life anyway. You're going to have read a whole bunch of these things. You're going to have accumulated some ideas. And I think that if you take these people's advice, generally you will have a better life than you did. All you really need to do is change one or two bad habits, in my opinion. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live, 855-453.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision-making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And call in, talk about whatever's on your mind here on this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Daryl.
By the way, we should—we don't exactly know where Johnny Ray is, but normally he's on with us on.
Not Sunday. Here.
He is not here. Right. The Liberty Janitor is bringing clean liberty to some place in the world.
That's an assumption. We have no clue what he's doing now.
I don't have any idea. I couldn't tell you. Let's go to the phones, go to the fun. Daryl, I think somebody's calling in to comment on your election law in Kansas issue here. Ceresis? I'm not sure what I've got here.
You got you. I've called in yesterday, too.
All right. I wasn't here.
Ceresis. Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, it could be true. You know, who knows how those laws were formed, that you don't even have to be human. But
to
I think
be the governor of Kansas.
Governor, you know, who knows, really. But Kansas is easy to make fun of. And one of the reasons I do believe is our last governor, Sam Brownback, wanted to make Kansas a test state for the whole trickle-down economy, you know, give businesses tax breaks. And you know what? We ended up literally at the bottom of the list in terms of how well we were doing financially at the end of his time in office. And, you know,
how long was he in office?
Oh, he would have been 8 years, but it was 6 years because now, Trump has him in some position doing something.
He got a promotion.
He got a promotion. So, you know, it is easy to make fun of Kansas, but on the other hand, we do have this next election, we're really going to have some good people on both sides, and they're going to be people,
no,
I promise. I don't think there's any dogs.
Well, see?
So
it's proven that you will not have a good candidate then.
Sam Brownback is apparently the United States Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Oh, my goodness.
I did not even know that was a thing.
I hope he doesn't get a big paycheck for that.
It's kind of scary. I used to be, you know, in radio and interview and stuff, and I interviewed him on a couple occasions. He's a bright, smart man who tried, you know, tried his best to put his theory in place in Kansas, and it was a very big failure. And it's that whole trickle down. Let's let businesses get tax breaks and people on the lower end not get things that they need, and it just didn't work.
Yeah, I'm really curious about this because, you know, I've heard Kansas mentioned in some articles and that sort of thing. I was not involved, and frankly, even being in Kansas doesn't mean that you know what was going on by any stretch of the imagination.
True. Oh, you're so right.
So it's, I'd like to see something written up by the libertarian thinkers that I respect and see
sure.
where they think all this went wrong.
Absolutely. You could find, and I'm sorry, I am not exactly telling you details as I am now not working in the journalism field. I just kind of look, you know, at the basic stuff and don't know the details. But you'll find it. It's very interesting. And,
I've seen several articles. It's true.
Yes. And I appreciate you mentioning Kansas, and I always love talking to you guys.
Thanks, Cerise. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye.
The number is 855-450-3733. I don't think Cerise waited 5 minutes on that line. Believe me, we don't hold people over very long here on Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. I am curious, you know, maybe it's true. Maybe the ideas of liberty just don't work.
Well, and sometimes what people refer to as some kind of trickle-down something, it's not actually a free market. It's we're giving special privilege to well-connected people that we know, which goes back to that luck of it's who you know, not what you know. And then, you know, we're going to wind up doing other things. And it's total manipulation of markets. That's all, you know, any kind of tax break, tax benefit, tax cut, tax hike, it's all manipulations of markets.
I absolutely believe that the important aspects of liberty, like it's easy to understand the ideas of liberty, and they're so moral, they're so simple, they're just, it's an easy way to think, and but what people get frustrated about is that if a politician or a group of politicians or a government gets a hold of some of these ideas, they're going to apply it to their friends, but their enemies don't get any of the benefit, at which point you just have a disparity that gets put into place. And when you're trying to retrofit a state, whether it's Kansas, New Hampshire, any state, it doesn't make a difference what it is, Estonia. If you're trying to retrofit a state, you're going to have a lot of problems because you have this momentum of this organization that wasn't intended in any way, shape, or form to be fair.
Right.
The government isn't supposed to be fair. It's supposed to feed itself and grow. And if you get in the way of that, that's when you get churned up and destroyed. So, I think that it's quite possible you could create a new, like set up one of these special economic zones in one of these countries that are setting them up, apply the ideas of liberty there from the ground up. You have the right people involved, then maybe you'll get a really great result. Until then, we just aren't going to know because retrofitting the state doesn't seem to work particularly well, or because it gets run through the same filter that every other thing gets run through, which is a politician has to implement it.
Right.
So I got a story here from Dallas. This is from CBSLocal.com, so don't expect the writing to be very good. Never is. A 25-year-old man faces a felony charge after posing as a high school.
No, I seriously doubt he posed as a high school.
I love CBSLocal.com. As posing as a high school at Dallas ISD High School. Are these written by a computer? I think they have to be. And even joined the school's basketball team. Sydney Galstrap Portland,
how are you doing, my fellow kids?
was arrested on a charge of tampering with government records, a felony, after he was enrolled as a student at Hillcrest High School, claiming to be a displaced Hurricane Harvey evacuee. The district confirmed he also played at the school's basketball team during the school year. Dallas ISD said it is promising to revisit its policies about situations like welcoming hurricane victims into the school district. This is a unique situation that shows us areas we need to make to take another look at when we open our doors to students in these situations, said the district. Safety is always our top priority, and we're reviewing our policies to strengthen district efforts while still helping those who are in need. So this guy did it, right? Every movie in the 80s, it seems like, focused on something like this. Going back to high school and finally doing it properly. I get the impression that basketball might have been important to Sydney. But, yeah, I mean, that's kind of interesting.
Now, one thing that's interesting to point out here is it's not a felony when the person going back to high school and posing as a high school student is a government employee, and they're doing so for the purposes of convincing the valedictorian to find them some weed, because then I'll give you some lovin'.
Yes, that happened.
Then it's a felony for the high school valedictorian that got suckered into becoming a drug dealer when that valedictorian had no intentions of being a drug dealer.
Yeah, this happened actually at my high school to a friend who was in this situation. Basically, some girl cop rolls in and basically pretends to be, gets him in all kinds of trouble.
Yep.
And what did he do that was any different than any other high schooler? Nothing.
Yeah.
Well, other than many high schoolers, really nothing. I don't know. I think that this Sydney guy certainly shouldn't get in too much trouble. I'm upset that a 25-year-old has the kind of time to return to high school. Right?
I mean,
like, where's your job, Sid? What are you doing, man? You know, and
he's wanting to relive the dream.
You shouldn't be going to high school and kissing the high school girls, you know, right? Like, what are you doing? You're 25.
He was hoping that he goes back to high school and he uses his, you know, 7-8 years of extra basketball playing experience to be really good at basketball.
And pwn them noobs.
So that he can wind up getting a scholarship to a D1 school and finally make the NBA.
I'm fine with that. What is a D1 school?
Division I. It's the highest level of collegiate athletics.
Yeah, that's going to get him in trouble because they're going to find out pretty quick what's going on with old Sid there. But the Tar Heels aren't going to just get tricked like Dallas schools did. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here on this live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. You can also use Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. As a matter of fact, you can use Discord too. Discord.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.